Hi, I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. With the arrival of March comes the annual Sportsman Sectional Meetings in the Mountain State. Meetings that are the sportsman's chance to give input on proposed changes to game and fish laws in West Virginia. We'll talk a little more about them right after this. Just more than a week ago, the DNR's Wildlife Resources staff presented a series of proposed changes to the Natural Resources Commission for consideration. Those proposals involve the bag limits, season dates, and other regulations for game, fish, and wildlife diversity here in the Mountain State. Now, those proposals are up for your review at a series of upcoming sectional meetings held all across the state. Paul Johansson is the chief of wildlife for the DNR.
It's a great opportunity for folks to come out and visit with our staff, both our wildlife resources staff and our law enforcement staff. And everything's fair game. I mean, we've got proposals laid out for their consideration, but we would certainly welcome their comments and their inputs on other issues as well. But the primary focus is on these proposed regulations.
So just how important is your feedback on these proposals to members of the commission?
The commission they're in a really unique situation here in West Virginia where they get to weigh the advice and the recommendations from our biologists and our law enforcement staff, and also seek out and consider the input from sportsmen and women. And I think they take that input very seriously.
Johansson says the data you provide in these meetings is all put together in a presentation for the commission to both see and hear.
At the conclusion of those meetings, and we hold 12 of them across the state, we assemble all that input and try to put it in an organized fashion that the commissioners can readily seek out and digest and consider. And I honestly think they keep they take that those comments and those questions and those thoughts. They consider them very seriously.
And you can review the proposals ahead of the sectional meetings at the DNR website, wbdnr.gov. They include several changes, a couple of which are fairly substantial. One adds a day to the buck season, another would add a week to the spring gobbler season.
They're designed primarily to provide additional days of recreation for our hunters, and I think that they're biologically sound recommendations, and I think they'll be favorably considered by our sportsmen and our landowners. But you know, that's why we want folks to come out to our sectional meetings and let us know what they think.
You can see the dates and locations of those meetings in the license brochure and the DNR website. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.